Let's check in on the weekly changes from the CME Group in Chicago as they finished up on this Friday afternoon. Nearby March corn at 433 for the high, the low at 406 and a quarter. Settlement price at 431 and three quarters. And finished 8 and a quarter higher. December corn at 458 and a half. The change on the week, up 6 and a quarter. Both of those are outside weekly up changes. January beans, 1320. The high, the low at 1287 and a quarter. Settlement price at $13.03 and three quarters, up 14 and a half. November beans, on the other hand, were down 30 cents on the week at $10.99 and three quarters of a cent, settling, of course, below $11. January bean meal at $4.35.20, up $10.70. January bean oil at $37.95, that finished down 39. Wheat futures at $6.12 and three quarters for their high, the low at $5.60 and a half. Settlement price at $5.69, down 36 and three quarters. Posted an outside down week. July at $5.80 and three quarters on the weekly change, down 33 and three quarters. February live cattle at $136.70, up 40. The March at $167.65, up 45. And the February lean hogs today at $85.82 and a half, were down 85 cents. Now here's Ed Kieser, meteorologist, with a look at the South American weather forecast.
I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the weather for corn and soybean production in South America. Changes in the weather pattern are taking place again, with dry weather north and south and wet weather moving into middle production areas of South America. Breaking it down, we'll focus on Argentina first and then work northward into Brazil. Rain did arrive in Argentina this week, helping crops. With it has come a welcome break from the high heat, which is critical for early corn pollination. The rain is now over in southern and central Argentina, and after a few days of seasonable temperatures, heat will start to build again early next week. A general hot and dry weather pattern is shaping up for southern and central Argentina next week and beyond. Only a weak cold front may bring scattered showers and thunderstorms around next Thursday. But at this point, it appears some key southern production areas may miss out. Southern Argentina is a place to watch. Meanwhile, across northern Argentina and neighboring southern Brazil and Paraguay, periods of rain are expected during the coming week. That should keep crops stable across the middle portion of the South American bean belt. Farther north in Brazil, including Mato Grosso, Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia, rainfall in recent weeks has been beneficial for crops and very important as a change to hot and dry weather is expected in the coming week and perhaps beyond. It is now the rainy season, so it would be unusual for this region to stay dry more than about a week and a half. Dryness in the coming week will not be problematic. However, if the forecast is still dry a week from now, we'll have another area to monitor closely.
That is Ed Kieser, meteorologist, joins us here on Illinois Public Media to take a look at the South American weather forecast. Don't forget, you can always find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org.
A closing market report is made possible in part by Justin Wood, Paul Stevens, Tim Smith, Scott Harms, and Mark Soderberg of Archer Financial Services in Oakland, Illinois, a full-service commodities firm. You can learn more about the services they offer at 800-637-3123.